Many moons ago, on a star world much like your own. Star Worlds, a Hope World, Episode 3, Beverage World Dealings and a Princess World's Feelings. A new chapter has begun in the life of Luke Star World. After the death of his Aunt Beru and Uncle Beru at the hands of the Empire World's Battle Battalion, Luke has made the decision to join Obi World on his mission to save Lena Princess, Princess of a Royal Highness World, from the clutches of a Worldbreaker. Along with the droid robot CT Metal Man and R2-D-Don't, Luke and Obi World head to a bar world in order to book space passage with one of the Drunken World pirates. But first, they must come up with the funds necessary to afford the Star World journey through a space world.
I can't believe that Oleon only gave me 200 world credits for my world speeder!
Master Luke, my computer brain tells me that the world book value on that model is at least 300 in similar condition.
See?
One boy's pittance is another older man's star treasure, Luke. That 200 you got is more than I've seen in a very long time.
Oh, I guess you're right. I still have a lot to learn.
And learn you shall. And what better place to learn the ways of a force world than at the Cantina Pub, the most wretched hive of scum and villainy? And old Obi-World could stand a beverage or two. I'm parched.
As Luke and his droid robots follow his new mentor into a Cantina Pub world, he tries to prepare himself for the inevitable barroom brawl that he has heard was always common in such a place. Little does he know that it is not the altercation that he should be concerned with, but the meeting of a certain man. A mystery man, known to others and to Luke, as a Han World.
Keep both your eyes open in this beverage world, Luke. This place can get a little rough, from a certain point of view. Ah, I think I see an open booth in back. Ignore that sign about waiting to be seated, Luke. First come, first serve, I always say.
Boy, this place looks like it's getting a little rough.
We should be fine once we're sitting down. The only real danger is at the bar. Which reminds me, I believe there was discussion of a drink or two for this parched old hermit world. Head over to the bar, Luke, and get us a few drinks with that newfound fortune of yours.
Okay, Obi-World. But didn't you say we needed this money to hire a pilot to save Lena Princess, Princess of a Royal Highness World?
You spend too much time in a worry world, Luke. Now go get the drinks and leave this to me.
Well, okay. Boy, what an adventure this is.
Now, if my force brain is right, Han World should be...
Stick him up, old man! Just kidding. It's me, Han World. Your force brain was right on the money. And speaking of money, do you have enough to hire me and Chunky and our great ship, the Space Talon? It's the ship that runs rings around all other ships in a space world, and has hidden compartments to hide in. She's fast enough for you, old man. I figure you're in quite a hurry, what with a world breaker on your tail.
Now, hold on there. Who said anything about Worldbreaker?
Well, it looks like you just did. Plus, my feelings told me he was. And you mentioned it when you called me earlier to set up this meeting. Oh, hey, where's that snot-nosed kid you were telling me about? Off looking for his force brother again? He's awfully cold if he's not near this table.
Hey, I'm right here! And I'm not such a bad pilot myself, you old laser scum.
Oh, hey! I can believe it, Junior. Must run in the family. I'm quite a good pilot, too.
Well, now that we're all here, why don't we get down to some real business?
Well, now you're speaking my language. The language of cold, hard cash. Star cash. Star world cash. I've got a ship, and you need it. I know you have world credits to offer, but real heroes don't take money. So hang on to that, kid. Consider it a down payment on all those years I missed. I'll go get my ship ready and grab my Wookaman co-pilot, Chunky.
Gee, thanks. Wait, all those years you missed. What did he mean by that, Obi-World? Do you think he knows my mystery, brother?
I'm sure it was just a figure of speech, Luke. The more important matter is that we've been left with a little extra spending money. I figure 100 world credits each is a fair split. We'll take the drinks off of your half, and then go hit a few of the local shops for some much-needed supplies for our journey. We'll split up to hide our numbers. I'll make a list of the stuff you'll need to pick up with your half.
As Obi-World and Luke head off to do their shopping, our attention shifts to a holding cell on the Death World Space Station Moon World. There, Lena Princess, Princess of Aurora Highness World, sits, the prisoner of Worldbreaker.
So, Lena Princess, Princess of Aurora Highness World, where did you find the plans for a Death World Space Station Moon World? Out with it.
Okay, fine. If you think I'm gonna tell you, you're out of your force brain, laser brain.
Your tenacity is admirable, Princess. But you will remain here in this cell until you spill a bean, World. I hope you find the facilities satisfactory.
Well, for a fake moon called a Death Star World, they aren't bad. But don't expect me to get cozy here. I'm going to be rescued. I can feel it.
Princess, you're out of your force brain. We know you are the princess of a rebel world. Don't forget, we saw your ship flying through a star field. Faster than is allowed by an Empire world.
Try and prove it, Chrome Dome.
We both know the proof is in the pudding, as they say. Tell me, Princess, have you ever seen an interrogation robot droid? They're incredibly effective, from a certain point of view.
You wouldn't! You wouldn't dare! No! No! No!
And now, Your Royal Highness of a Highness World, we will discuss the location of your Rebel World base.
I'll never tell you, Worldbreaker! Your robot droid can't intimidate me! I'll bet the only thing that would ever make me tell is if you threatened to destroy my Royal Highness world.
Aha! Well, I happen to be a gambling man, since I secretly grew up on a gambling desert world. I'll take that bet. Tell me what I wish to know, Your Royal Highness, or witness the destruction of Your Royal Highness world.
Oh, no! Not my beloved Royal Highness world! Oh, you win, Worldbreaker! The Rebel World is located on a Dan Blue Bean World.
Yes. Yes. Just as my force brain foresaw before I even met you. Now all bets are off. We'll head to Dan Blue Bean World. Right after we blow up your Royal Highness World.
Wait. That doesn't seem fair.
No, it isn't. I'm sorry about that.
As Worldbreaker sets course for a Royal Highness world, our attention shifts back to the future Rebel worlds on a dirt world.
Well, looks like the space town is in great shape for a space world rescue. The town is the fastest hunk of junk in the galaxy world, if I do say so myself. And I do, since nobody else is here yet to say it. Where is that big smelly beast I call a co-pilot? Chunky! Yo, Chunky! There you are, you big furry co-pilot. Sitting right in the cockpit like a faithful beast. Well, use those clumsy paws of yours and get the Talon fired up. I'm ready to roll with or without that old man and his dirt-covered kid. After all, we still owe Jabba World all that money.
What's this I hear about money?
Hey, whoa! You're pretty sneaky for an old wizard. Well, it's nothing to concern yourself with, you crazy old hermit. Forget I even mentioned it. Hey, where's that good-natured young friend of yours? We gotta get out of here since we owe Jabba World so much money.
Hey, I'm right here. I'm right here. Obi World, I grabbed all the supplies you asked for. I had to spend a little of my own Dirt World chore savings since my half of the credits wasn't enough to cover it, but everything's here. Did you get your half of the shopping list?
Indeed I did, from a certain point of view. You'll notice I have this new cloak. Fits pretty well in this old wizard's shabby frame, doesn't it? Hey, that is nice.
The new motley crew of two rebels, two smugglers, and two prissy droid robots set their sights on a future of fortune and glory. But their takeoff is a little rocky, thanks to some vicious stormtroopers, who only want to shoot at the space Talon and our heroes. Thankfully, they are unsuccessful, as the Talon rockets off into deep space. Luke contemplates his place in the galaxy world, while Han and Chunkie get cozy with the idea of paying off their debts. Luke is very trusting of his new friends, but can't help sensing that someone is in danger, perhaps on a far-off moon, where Lena Princess is in great danger.